CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham in the UK. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 5th of July, 2026. Here are the main news headlines. Don't miss the WRTC award opportunities. New EMC workshop added to the RSGB convention programme. The RSGB has announced a new legacy committee chairman. The World Radio Sport Team Championship is nearly here. 50 teams from around the world will come to the UK to compete in the prestigious event, and you have an opportunity to work these special stations and apply for your award. The WRTC contest will be live on a dedicated online platform provided by the World Radio League. This is a live scoreboard where you can track your favourite teams in real time. Also, when you contact one of the special WRT stations, you can see it on the WRL platform. Also, if you're an SSB operator, there are 250 possible QSOs across 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10 metres. Similarly, there are 250 possible QSOs if you're a CW operator. Certificates will be downloadable after the contest, and these will display on your total number of QSOs made with the special call signs. There are different award tiers depending on how many you contact. For full details, go to wrtc2026.org, and under the competition tab on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see the awards section. If you want practical advice on identifying the source and mitigating the effects of radio frequency interference, the Society is finding RFI workshop is for you. Part tutorial, part hands-on workshop, the session is an opportunity for RSGB members to learn from RFI experts within the RSGB. EMC committee, within the RSGB EMC committee, running on Friday the 9th of October at Kent's Hill Park Conference Centre in Milton Keynes. The morning will cover sources and effects of RFI with examples of radiated and conducted emissions. In the afternoon, you'll be exploring radiated emissions by constructing a small loop antenna. Attendees will also see how to use SDR to identify signals and measure their strengths. SDR hardware will kindly be provided by SDR Play. You will also be able to seek advice on any RFI problems that you may have. You are welcome to join this workshop, even if you're not attending the rest of the RSGB convention. To find out more and secure your spot, visit rsgb.org/convention-workshops. The RSGB board is pleased to announce the appointment of Brian Nuttall, M5BAN, as the new chairman of the RSGB Legacy Committee. Brian has experience of the Legacy Committee, having been a member for the last 3 years. He's been licensed since 2007 and brings extensive amateur radio experience to the role. The RSGB Honorary Treasurer, Chris Wood, GD6TWF, is the board liaison for the Legacy Committee. Chris says he's looking forward to working with Brian to develop the role of Legacy Committee and how it operates. You can find out more of the work of the committee by going to rsgb.org/legacy. The RSGB Youth Committee Chairman, Chris Aitken, MM0WIC, has announced that two new youth champions, have joined the committee. Angus Dare, M7NZM, is the new youth champion for cadets, whilst Kately Howe, M9KFH, is the youth championship for guides. Each has a good level of experience in leading in their respective fields, and the youth committee is looking forward to seeing youth engagement progress in both areas. Sam McCutcheon, M0UEL, will continue as the youth champion for scouts. You can contact each of the champions via the email address at rsgb.org.uk. Sorry, I'll say that again, rsgb.org/youth. RSGB representatives attended the ham radio exhibition in Friedrichshafen last week. They used the opportunity to talk to the wider amateur radio community, liaise with international colleagues, and raise awareness and support for the Society and Amateur Radio in the UK. The team was delighted by the positive response to the RSGB app and international membership, and we're happy to welcome new members from around the world. GB2RS newsreader Esther GI0AZA also attended the event and read the Society's weekly broadcast from Germany. Look out for a fuller report on Friedrichshafen in the August edition of Radcom. The RSGB would like to thank Andy Talbot, G4JNT, for serving as the chairman of the RSGB Technical Forum for the last 14 years. Andy has recently stepped down from that role, and the post will be advertised through RSGB communications channels shortly. RSGB is pleased that Andy will continue to contribute to the work of the Society through his role as a Radcom technical author. The next of the popular 145 Alive series of events takes place on Sunday the 12th of July, 1100 to 1400 UTC. Many hundreds of operators are expected to be on the air using 145 megs FM and 144 megs SSB. More information, go to 145 Alive Facebook page or email 145 in figures aliveuk at gmail.com. Please send all your news and events to radcom at rsgb.org.uk. Deadline is 10 a.m. on the Thursday before the Sunday broadcast. Now for details of rallies and events. Barford Norfolk Radio Rally takes place today, the 5th, at Barford.